Mogoče malce, da začnemo ponoviti stvari od zadnjih, zato ker so pojmi, ki so za dosti važni, da se moramo v res 100% na jasnem zakaj gre, ne? So just to repeat things from last time, because very important definitions we had, it has to be absolutely clear what we are talking about. Ne? Mi smo rekli, da če imamo našo napravo, našo teno, ne? Povedana, ne? Zbir, ne? Da opazujemo dogajanje izven Rayleighove razdalje ali pa Fraunhoferjev pogoj, kako temu hočete reči. Ne? Se pravi, tukaj opazujemo na razdaljah, R je večji od 2 D kvadrat z lambda. Ne? Kaj je velikost te moje naprave, tukaj velikost je D. Ne? Pravilno bi mogli reči projekcija. Ne? Zakaj gledamo stvari na takšni razdalji? Isto vprašanje je najbolj boljša primerjava se mi zdi s fotoaparatom. Ne? Mi fotoaparat lahko fokusiramo v neskončnost, lahko fotoaparat fokusiramo bliže. Ne? Pri antenah te izbire ponavadi nimamo. Antene so narejene za komunikacijo na velike razdalje. Če se slučajno pojavlja na krajši razdalji, tam imamo toliko rezerve pri radijski zvezi, da nam ni treba nič spreminjati pri antenih. So where is the comparison now of the Rayleigh distance of the or the Fraunhofer criterion with antennas and with the simple camera? A camera can be focused to infinity, but also the camera can be focused at a closer distance. Because we also always want a sharp picture on the camera. With antennas, we are always, usually we are focusing our antennas at infinity. Antenna as a finished product is focused at infinity. If the receiver and transmitter get to a closer distance, then we have plenty of signal. We don't care if the antenna is not performing optimally. We are just trying to optimize our antenna for the maximum range when we are certainly in this criterion. Zaradi tega samo veličine, s katerimi se pogovarjajo, ne? Se pravi, smo rekli, pogovarjamo se o smernem diagramu, pogovarjamo se o smernosti, pogovarjamo se o dobitku. Vse te veličine so vezane na veliko razdalje, ker je naša antena fokusirana na veliko razdalje. So, all the quantities we are talking about with antennas, we are talking about the radiation pattern, we are talking about the directivity, we are talking about the gain. All these quantities only make sense at large distances, far, far, far away, so far inside the Fraunhofer region, beyond the Rayleigh distance. So only here all these quantities make sense. Here these quantities don't make sense. Only in the far field region, the field intensity is proportional to 1 over r, or the power flux is proportional to 1 over r squared. Ne? Samo na velikih razdaljah, kada smo enkrat u Fraunhoferjem področju, polje upada kakor n as r, gostota moči, ki je kvadrat polja, upada kakor n as r kvadrat. Tukaj noter te stvari ne veljajo. Tukaj noter ne drži. Ne? Drži samo na velikih razdaljah, tam, kjer se pogovarjamo, da smo si jasni, o čem se pogovarjamo, kaj je sploh naša tema razpravljala danes. Ne? Zakaj sploh te stvari omenjam? Zato, ker v laboratoriju smo zelo omejeni s prostorom. Ne samo v našem, kjerkoli. Meritu stane toliko, kolikor velik laboratorij morate najeti. Ne? In mi skušamo meriti na čim manjših razdaljah, ampak tukaj smo omejeni. So, why I'm discussing these things? Well, we usually use antennas at large distances. But in the lab, we are limited to the space. Not just in our lab. In any lab, when you are measuring antennas, antenna measurements are expensive because you need lots of room. And this is directly the cost of the measurement. And this is one of the problems with antennas. Usually, antennas are the least least well specified, the least measured item in our radio equipment. It's very easy to measure radio transmitter, radio receiver, there's that equipment you tested. Antennas, no, because antennas measurements are very expensive. Per antene ponavadi meritve su drage, prozeri test zahtev po prostoru, ne, in za tega dosti krat ni izmerjen, dosti krat je tudi, niso ravno na tisti, meritve anten niso na tisti ravni kakovosti, kot smo mi vajeni v drugih področjih inženirstva, ne, da zmerno stvari. Ne. No, tukaj noter še en podatek, kar imamo, kar smo rekli, hoteli bi imeti dober izkoristek, ne. We would like to work to make an antenna with a good efficiency. That's something we'd like to do. Not to do as bad as Nikola Tesla one, more than 100 years ago. Not to do it as bad as in the iPhone. iPhone is also a bad example of an antenna. That doesn't work. Se pravi, radi bi naredili izkoristek, da ne bomo tako, kot Nikola Tesla ali pa iPhone. To sta dva premiera za nekaj antene. Ne? Sabo naredi antenne. Kaj smo se pogovarjali? Pogovarjali smo se še v faznem središču, ne? We're discussing the phase center. Fazno središče, kjer bi bilo, bi bila tista točka, kjer navidezno izhaja valovanje. Ne? Se pravi, če imamo pravokotnico. Fazno središče ni zdaj en izredno važen parametr antene, dosti kaj tu ne pomembno. Kje je fazno središče? Dosti kaj tu se to ne zanima. Kdaj postane pomembno fazno središče? Fazno središče postane pomembno, kadar se pogovarjamo na majhnih razdaljah. Ne? So the phase center, we defined last time, the phase center of the antenna. Is usually not a very important parameter of an antenna because the distance is that where exactly the phase center is located is not important for us. The phase center becomes important when we are talking about short distances, very short distances that may occur in some important cases. One such short distance is laboratory measurements. We don't have the space, so we need to know exactly where to measure the distance from. Another example is designing the feed for a dish antenna, for a reflector antenna. We also need to know exactly where the phase center is to collect all the contributions from the mirror. Se pravi, kdaj moramo poznati točno fazno središče? Fazno središče moramo poznati točno v dveh primerih. Ne? Kadar mirimo antene, ker smo na majhnih razdaljah, Na majhnih razdaljih, dva primera imamo majhnih razdalj takih. Ena je meritev anten, ker takrat smo majhna razdalja, majhna napaka v faznem središču ne povzroča veliko odstopanje rezultata. Ne? Drugi primer je tak, da s to anteno recimo načrtujemo žarilc z zrcalo. To je zbiralno zrcalo, načrtujemo žarilc. In tiste žarilce blizu zbiralnega zrcala moramo vedeti, kje njegov fazno središče je. Take podatke moramo imeti. Ne? No, pri nas, pri antenah, kje je bil problem pri antenah? Ne? Pri antenah je bil problem ta, da jaz moram vedeti točno, kje je tukaj fazno središče, ne? Da jaz določim točno razdaljo ne? Do te druge antene, ki ima spet tukaj fazno središče, ne? Da določim točno to razdaljo, če je ta antena, za določiti. So we need to know the phase center accurately when doing measurements in the lab, because with measurements in the lab, the R is small, the distance is small. Here, the exact location of the phase center plays a role. In a real radio link, when distance is large, the exact position of the phase center is totally unimportant. Pri na velikih razdaljah, ponavadi v praktični uporabi, je položaj faznega središča. Kar se moramo spraviti danes, naprej delati, ne, je tu, da pogledamo, kako bomo te stvari naredili. Ne. Se pravi, kje je naš cilj? Ne. Naš cilj, smo rekli, cilja imamo dva. Imamo dober sevalni izkoristek, imamo smernost moramo narediti. In obe dve stvari moramo pogledati, kako bomo te dve stvari izvedli. So what is our goal? Discussing things, designing things, designing antennas. We have two design goals. We have a design goal to make an antenna with a good efficiency. The other design goal is making an antenna with the desired radiation pattern or with the desired directivity of this antenna. This is things we are talking about. Jasno je da ta smjernost je smiselna samo na velikih razdaljah. Ne? Tu zaenkrat mi se omejimo na to potrebnost, da bomo delali stvari samo na velikih razdaljah. Ne? Kar smo si že pogledali, to prvo uro, ki smo imeli malo ponovito elektrodinamike, ne? Pogledali smo si sevanje kratke žice, ki smo rekli, to je električna antena, tu je dinamični električni dipol. So what we already looked the first time in our lectures, we looked at an antenna that was the dynamic electric dipole. It was no longer a static dipole, it was a dynamic dipole. And we looked at the performance of this antenna, and this antenna closely relates at the first radio experiments 120 years ago of Nikola Tesla and Guglielmo Marconi. That antenna was not particularly efficient. Se pravi, ta električni dipol ni zelo učinkovit, zato ker je sevalna upornost izredno nizka. To smo dobili na tablo. No, danes moramo pogledati kakšno drugo anteno. So today we have to look at different solutions, how to solve this problem, if we can manage in any way to solve this problem. No, en tak primer je, še ki se moramo gledati, kaj pa če bi mi žico postavili v zanko. So, what about a loop let's put it in the coordinate center, so it's easier to make calculations here. X, Y, Z, ne? S tem damo zanko. Zanka se nahaja v ravnini X, Y. This loop lies in the plane X, Y. I cannot design 3D things on the box. Kakšne so naše predpostavke? Spet začnemo z enostavnimi stvarmi. Se pravi, pogledamo majhno zanko. Small loop. Majhna zanka, ki ima tukaj polmer A. In ta A ne bo dosti manjši od valovne dolžine in A ne bo tudi dosti manjši od razdalje, kjer opozorimo polje. So, we have the two conditions, similar conditions to the wire. We have conditions that A is much smaller than lambda, and A is much smaller than the distance where we are observing the field. We expect, prečakujemo, ne, da bo izkoristiti takšen antena tudi slepa, ampak moramo se gledati še ta primer, ker oba primera moramo imeti pod nadzorom, ne, kaj se tukaj dogaja. Ne. Zanka dosti krat bo tudi govoril o njeni površini, a tukaj ne, je pi krat mali a na kvadrat. So, I may introduce this surface of the loop. Kako izračunati zdaj tukaj gor polje? Ja, verjetno tukaj pri tej zanki, ta prva stvar, kar bo treba izračunati vektorski potencijal. Ne? Po našem izrazu, ne, za kasnjeni potencijal, mi za 4pi, ne? Ker jasno smo v praznem prostoru, mi je mi nič, epsilon je epsilon nič. Ne? So od classic retarded potential, gostota toka od current density as a function. R prime are the coordinates of source, R are the coordinates of the observation point. So this could be vector R. Phase delay, fazna zakasnitu, R minus R črtica, golubna čapica, ne? Takšen je naš izraz za zakasneni potencial. Zdaj, v tej nalogi, kaj ugotovimo? Ja, prva stvar, če te predpostavke držijo, lahko rečemo, da tok je konstanten. So the current in this loop, the loop is smaller compared to the wavelength, the current can be assumed constant. What are the consequences? Kakšne so posledice tega? Posledice vseh tega so, da tukaj ne potrebujemo nobenih elektrin. Ta tok začne in konča tukaj v viru, ne? Se pravi, nikjer ni treba, da sem nabira elektrine. Koščku žice je bilo treba pogledati, da na vrhu se nabira elektrina, spodaj začne elektrina zmanjševati. Medtem ko tukaj nič tega ni treba, se pravi, če je tok konstanten, so if the current is constant, there are no discontinuities. If there are no discontinuities, you don't need any electrical charges to end this current. So, in a short piece of wire, if you remember, charge was accumulating at one end, and charge was disappearing at the other end. Here we have no end, we have a closed loop that ends into itself. So there is no charge. No electrical charge, and there is also no scalar potential. Nimamo skalarnega potencijala, nimamo električnega naboja, nimamo skalarnega potencijala. To je vse poenostavitev. This is all simplification with respect to the short piece of wire. Ja, imamo pa žal tudi komplikacije. Ne? Jaz moram zdaj pogledati tukaj, če je tu zdaj moja razdalja tukaj, moja razdalja, črtica, ne? Kako se ta R minor črtica izraža? So, I have to compute this distance. In zdaj si moram še kakšno stvar označiti, si moram označiti, se pravi, če bi naredil tukaj dole cijo, pravo projekcijo, se pravi, ta točka bi zdaj imela koordinatno fi tukaj, veliki fi, ker je točka opazovanja polja. Ne? Tako od tukaj bi bil teta v krogeljih koordinatah. So I'm just writing the spherical coordinates of this point here, so teta fi, and the coordinates of the source, I denote in the prime, so this would be fi prime. Naredimo, no? In zdaj na kakšen način zračunamo to razdaljo. No, tukaj je Pitagora izrek, ne? Pitagora theorem to get the distance. So this is x minus x prime squared, y minus y prime squared in z squared. Ne? Se pravi, razdalja je razlika x-ov, razlika y-ov, ta zanka je pa itak v ravnini x, y, zaradi tega prezvevim, imam samo z koordinato te točke tukaj gor, ne? To zapišem, ne? No, in zdaj lahko grem pogledati, kaj tu naprej je. To je razdalje, če napišem. Zdaj moram kartezične koordinate izraziti s krogljami, so I have to express Cartesian coordinates with spherical coordinates, ne? X is r time sine theta time right? Manj A. A je polmer, na katerem se nahaja tok. Ne? Kozinus fi črtica, ne? Kvadrat in R krat sinus teta sinus fi, this is Y minus A times sinus fi prime squared in Z je pa R krat kozinus teta na kvadrat, ne? Ja, če zračunamo to naprej. Ta na kvadrat in ta na kvadrat, kozinus fi na kvadrat in sinus fi na kvadrat je ena. Mi ostane sinus teta na kvadrat in kozinus teta na kvadrat je ena, ne? So, this one squared and this one squared, cosine squared phi sine first squared is 1. I'm left with sinus theta squared, sine squared of theta, cosine squared of theta is 1. So this squared and this squared and this squared is just R. Then I have this squared and this squared. So write tana quadrat and tana quadrat, cosinus fichorti sana quadrat, sinus fichorti quadrat, spit emma, so pravi, quadrat, okay, ne? A quadrat, ne? In imam še umesne člene, umesni produkti, se pravi, dvakrat ta krat ta, dvakrat ta krat ta, ne? So I have the intermediate terms, twice this times this, twice this times this, minus. Minus, ker imam predznak minus, okay, ne? Minus, dvakrat, r, krat, a krat, obajma sta sinus teta. In zdaj pri teh členih imam pa cosinus fi črtica, sinus fi črtica. Ne? Cosinus fi črtica in sinus fi črtica. Ne? Če pogledamo trigonometrijo, vidimo, da je tu preprosto, zelo preprosto cosinus od fi manj fi črtica. So, a simple trigonometric relationship is just the cosine of the difference of the angles. No, to je zdaj naša točen, naš točen, zdaj, this is an exact expression. Uporabimo ta pogoj, ne? A je dosti manjši od R, so let's make an approximation if A is much smaller than R. Izpostavimo raven, ne? Raven. Ta člen lahko zanemarim, ne? Ker je izredno majhen. A squared is much smaller than R squared. Maybe I still keep the first order lower term. So I put R to N minus dva, ok, imamo tukaj, dva a z r, neče sem res postavil, sinus teta, kozinus razlike fio. In tu je, naprej, če tu zapišem, r log izpostavim ven, tukaj imam približno, ne? Again, I do an approximate square root. Approximate square root, this member is much smaller than this one. Približek korijena, ta člen je dosti manjši od tega, kaj je a dosti manjši od r, preprosto delim z dva. Ena manj, tukaj imam a z r, sinus teta, kozinus fi manj črtica. Ne, tako. Na ta način napišem, ne? Tu je približek, this is approximation according to the to my conditions. Now I have to fit this approximation in my formula. Tu moram ustaviti v moj izraz, tukaj gor, ne? No, imam še kakšno drugo stvar za ustaviti, na primer, gostota toka J, od rčrtica, ne? Od kod tu pride, ne? Gostota toka je gostota toka v tej žici, ne? Se pravi, tu smjer ima ena fi črtica, ne? To je tok, dobro, tok ima smjer tukaj. Ena fi črtica, ne? Z repkom gor označim koordinate izvora. So, one fi prime is the one fi unit vector, but in the coordinates of the source. So that's the reason for the prime. Current density, se pravi, gostota toka je tok predeljen z presekom. So the current density is simply the current flowing this wire divided by the cross section of the wire. The element of the volume here in the wire, the element of the volume, is cross sections of the wire, cross section of the wire, zeta is wire. times A times D phi prime. So the element of the volume is cross section over times the length, and the length is A times D phi. So element quota the feature che c'è, c'è test very gods de ustari. Ostane mi de 4P, mi ostane integral. Ti zdaj gre po dfi črtica, dfi prime. Ta dfi črtica mora narediti 2P tukaj okoli, se pravi od nič do 2P, ne, po dfi črtica, vse ostalo pokrajšam. No, imam ena fi črtica, a žice se pokrajša, a žice cancels out, the cross section of the way. Left with I. times A times the prime times zdaj moraš še približek tega si pogledati, kaj tu je, ne? No, kaj je zdaj približek ena z R manj R črtica? Jaz imam R manj R črtica tukaj zapisan približek. Približek ena z R manj R črtica je, če damo tu v imenovalc, ne, približno, ena z R krat ena manj A z R sinus teta kosinus fi manj fi črtica, ne. Ker je ta stvar zelo majhna, smem tukaj narediti približek. Ena z R krat ena in A z R sinus teta kosinus fi manj fi so the approximation I actually made here. If x is much smaller than 1, then 1 plus x is approximately 1 minus x. This is a kind of approximation I did here. Just using the main term and the first of the largest term of the series expansion. Se pravi, uporabim pri razvoju vrsto največji člen plus naslednjega večjega. Ne? Isto stvar še za eksponentno funkcijo moram narediti. Ne? Se pravi, za eksponentno funkcijo n manj j k r manj črtica. Kaj je tu zdaj? Dobro, tu lahko rečem, da je kozinus od kakrat r manj r črtica. Ne? Dobro, še nekaj. Lahko zdaj. Dajmo tako zapisati. Tu lahko rečem, da je približno, ne? Approximately. And in uporabim to, ta približek uporabim. Ne? Ta približek uporabim. Ena manj od k, r, ena manj a z r, sinus teta, kozinus fi manj fi črtica, ne? Zdaj pa, tu približno, tu je naprej enako, n manj j k r, prvi člen, ne? In še ta drugi člen, n in j k a, ne? R se pokrajša tukaj, ne? Sinus teta kozinus fi manj fi črtica, ne? Can you follow the derivation here? What we're doing? We are just trying to keep the main term and the first largest term in the series expansion to make our approximation here. No, in ta stvar zdaj naprej lahko pišem, da je n manj od kar, ne, krat n, to funkcijo pa razvijem v sinus in kozinus, ne se prerečem kozinus, od ka sinus teta kozinus. Ne? In j sinus, ne? F a sinus teta kozinus fi manj fi četrta, ne? Še Zdaj, kakšen je približek? Dobro, ena manj od karami ostane tukaj spredi, ne? Približek od kozinusa, kozinus, če ga razvijem vrste, je ena manj x kvadrat polovici in tako naprej. So, cosine developed in series, it's 1 minus x squared. The x squared is already a second term. It's not important, so this is approximately 1. The cosine term gives approximately 1. Because this argument is very small. Zakaj je ta argument majhen? Argument je majhen, ker smo rekli, da a je dosti manjši kot lambda, ne? Kaj vsebuje lambda? Kaj je 2 pi deljeno z lambda, ne? Če je a dosti manjši kot lambda, ta argument zelo majhen, ne? In prvi člen prekoznil si 1 in kvadratni člen. Kvadratni člen smo rekli, zanemarimo linearno zamo. Če uporabimo isto stvar tukaj, sinus preprosto uporabimo prvi člen, se pravi, that we do the same with the sine, and we use just the highest order term. Tako se pravi, tukaj gor mora zdaj zapisati, kaj je tukaj gor, se tu nadaljujem. Smo rekli, aproksimacija števca je ena manj od karana. Aproksimacija venovalca je r, ne? Ampak zdaj od števca imam še bistvo t. Ena in jotka a sinus. Teta, kozinus. Črtica, ne? Approximation of the denominator is 1. Sem prav napisal. Minus, ja, minus je rato tukaj plus, je tukaj obrnuto, pravilno. Spodi je plus, ja, plus. Tako, ne, če bi celotno, klobasarijo zdaj napisal, I write the whole integral. Integrals tend to become complex. We're trying to use our approximations to simplify it. Poskušamo integrati, da ta rata kompliciran, pa skušamo našo aproksimacijo ponuciti. No, tako je, ne? No, še ena stvar, kar nam manjka. Tukaj pod tem integralom vidite ena fi črtica. 1 fi prime for this kind of integration is not a constant factor. 1 fi prime is rotating as we go around. So this is not simple to calculate something like this. What is the countermeasure? Express 1 phi prime with unit vectors that we know about. Se pravi, kje je naša težava? Ena phi črtica se vrti, kakor gremo okoli. To ni konstanta vektor in tu moramo zdaj integrirati. Zaradi tega ena phi črtica ga zapišemo, kaj okay, on je, ne? Ena phi črtica, ne? In je tu manj ena x sinus phi črtica in ena y cosinus phi črtica. So, in order to solve the integral, we write 1 phi prime with unit vectors we do know. And now we have all functions of phi. Se pravi, imamo vse vrednosti, vse stvari pod integralom, imamo izražene kakor funkcijo phi, naša phi črtica, naše integracijske spremljenke. So, our integration variable is phi prime. We have everything expressed in function of phi prime. We have phi prime here, we have phi prime here, we have phi prime here, and we have phi prime in here, so the unit vector 1 phi prime can be expressed. Zdaj, za tak integral rešit je treba pogledati, kateri členi se sploh uničijo, nekateri členi se uničijo tukaj. Ne? So in such kind of integral, many terms cancels out because of this very special integration where we do the whole circle. We do 2 over, from 0 to 2 pi. For instance, this one here, če integriramo enko po phi črtica, dobimo nič, ne? This term on its own cancels out. Also, this term on its own cancels out. Only the product, this by this, or this by this, produce something under the integral. Se pravi, redko kateri člen tukaj nekaj ostane, se pravi, recimo, takrat ta bo dal nekaj pod integralom, takrat ta bo dal nekaj pod integralom, ne? No, zdaj, če jaz preskočim tako dolgovezno izpeljavo integral, tukaj so, to skip something, let's make things short.
izpostavim, kar je konstantno. Mi, I lahko izpostavim, A lahko izpostavim. Z 4pi. Tisto, kar mi ostane od integrala, tukaj spodaj smo rekli, ostane sta mi tiste dva člena. Eden ima j ta a, drugi ima a z r, ne? Krat sinus teta, ne? Tu lahko tudi spostavim. So the members that will be different from zero are just this by this and this by this. These two do not cancel out. In kaj mi ostane od ostalih členov? Od ostalih členov mi ostanejo taki členi oblike. Zdaj bi moral spet razmotati to tukaj. Bi moral razmotati tako, da je fi maj fi prime. Bi ga moral spet zapisati, kaj je on bil tukaj. Ne? So I should, to solve the integral, I should rewrite the equation of phi by phi prime back in the form it was. Potem imam produkte cosinus phi črtica krat cosinus phi črtica. Cosinus phi črtica na kvadrat pa da neke različne pare. So, in this way I get from the unit vector and from cosine and cosine phi by phi prime, I get members like cosine phi prime squared and sine phi prime squared. This kind of terms I get. And what do these terms give out? I'm just going to write it down the solution. I get 1 phi prime. No, 1 phi, not 1 phi prime, but 1 phi. Ena phi bom dobil enkr, ena phi je pa minus ena x sinus phi in tu bo dal tale phi tukaj, ne? In ena ypsilon cosinus phi tuda. Ta tukaj, ne? Ta tukaj bo dal, to bom dobil ven. Z integracije. Z integracije bom dobil eno polovico. I get one half because cosine phi prime sine phi prime squared integrated gives one half. Zato je half. Dobim 2 pi, zato ker je integracija od nič do 2 pi, dobim ven. In dobim še tukaj, mislim, da to je vse zdaj, kar dobim ven. Se pravi, da zapišemo zdaj rezultat za vektorski potencial, z vsemi našimi zanemaritvami. I shortened a little bit, I didn't make the whole derivation, it's very long. Dobim celoten izraz za vektorski potencial, ima smer ena fi, ne? Ta pride z integrala, ven iz tega, iz takšnega izraza pride na integrala. Dobro, imam mi i za 4 pi. Nabere se mi pi tukaj, a, pa a je a kvadrat. Pi a kvadrat, ne? Tu bo v resnici površina moje zankice a. So the important parameter here is the surface of this loop, A, big A. Interestingly, regardless of the exact shape of the loop, we always get A in here. Se pravi, neodvisno, tukaj smo za krožno zanko napisali integral, tudi če imeli kvadratasto ali pa šesto glato zanko, zmeren dobimo, tukaj notri dobimo površino zankice, dokler je majhna napram valovni dolžini. Ne? Ja, ampak pole mi ostane. Yeah, I forgot to rewrite this one. This one is missing here. Tega sem pozabil, ena manjota, L z R. No, prepišem ga tukaj. Ena manjota, L z R, ne, tega prepišem. In ostane mi še, tukaj, ne, J, K, in ena z R, ne. To je zdaj naš izraz za vektorski potencial, zapravo se, so this is the vector potential accounting for our approximations. This will be small. Kako zdaj dobimo električno polje, ne? Električno polje, veste, da je po definiciji manj j omega vektorski potencial, manj gradient skalarni potencial, ne? So this, to get the electric field from the potentials, we have the expression, the usual expression. We know that this one is zero because we have no charges. Nimamo naboja, se pravi, isti vodič, se pravi, do električnega polja pridemo zdaj zelo hitro, ne? Kar je bilo ugodno, kar smo zdaj počeli, se pravi, je treba to stvar samo manj od omega dati, ne? Pravi, rekla smo, da se A je zdaj tukaj ena fi, ne? Mi krat I, pišem veliki A, da bo manj od kar je, zdaj štje fi, ne? Ena manj od kar zr. Smo rekli električno polje, ne? Prav mislite električno polje. JK in ena zra, ne? Krat tukaj manj J omega. Ne? Tega tukaj moram prepisati še manj J omega. Ne? Če pa če piše za manj. Zdaj, omega, kje dosti krat zapišem omega, mater, dosti krat, gledajte, zdaj imam en mal naroznost. Omega nastopa v kaju, noter kaj je tudi tukaj, ne nastopa omega. In omega nastopa tukaj posebej. So, this omega usually is rewritten in a different way. So, we know that the wave number okay, is omega times mi epsilon. So, from this we get omega is k over mi epsilon. Okay? Square root. Lahko ga izrazimo na tak način, ne? In še nekaj naredimo, jaz imam še en k tukaj, ne? In mi imam še, ne? Jaz bom zdaj imel pravzaprav izraz mi deljeno z korijen iz mi epsilon, tu mi sledi tukaj gor. Ta bo tukaj, tega ta mi imam še tukaj. So we'll have an expression like this, and this is actually mi over epsilon, and this is the wave impedance Z0. Just to simplify the results. So let's see what happens here. Smo rekli, ta tukaj, ta korijen per omegi, in še tale mi tukaj gor mi da za nič, ne? Za nič. Krat I, krat A, za 4 pi, ne? Ena manj od kar zr. Ja, še nekaj sem podal. Oh. I forgot here something. I forgot this sinus theta. Sinus theta. Here I have it. Here I'm missing it. Sine theta. I forgot this one. This is when one is hurrying up. Kada je hitim, potem se moti. Se pravi, tukaj je sinus theta manjka še. Sama podav utrati. Sinus theta je. Dobro. N manj od kar r. Sinus theta ga prepišem tukaj, da ga ne pozabim. Poglejmo še, kaj so ta člena. Manj od krat j je ena, manj od times j plus 1. In ta člen ima zdaj k kvadrat. K kvadrat. Ne? Ta drugi člen je pa manj j k, ne? Kaj tukaj notri dobim k, če omega zamenjam s k-jem, z r, ne? Tako. Ne? This is the electric field of the small loop. With the electric field of the small loop, what we see? We have radiation here. Kaj imamo sevanje, ne? Ta člen upada samo kakor ena zr. So this term decays 1 over r. This term decays faster, 1 over r squared. But 1 over r, this is the one that's interesting for us. Ta člen je ena zr. No zdaj, če skušamo zračunati, we would like to get the parameters. What does this antenna, kind of antenna behave like? Well, we could compute could calculate the magnetic field, taking the current. Se pravi, lahko bi poiskali magnetno polje, ne? Magnetno polje bi rekli, da, zdaj pa, K je J z omega mi, vrtinčenje N. Using the second Maxwell equation. S drugom Maxwell enačbo lahko pridemo do magnetnega polja. If we compute this thing here, we get five terms. Pět členov. Dobimo z tih svojih pět členov, ampak dobimo tudi bližnje polje, dobimo zelo močen člen. Tukaj v teh členih so členi oblike 1 z r na 3, ne? In tisti členi oblike 1 z r na 3 predstavljajo statični magnetni dipol. Kar naša naprava tudi je, naša naprava je statični magnetni dipol, ne? So in these five terms for the magnetic field, we get also term the decay 1 over r to the cube. And these terms represent the static magnetic dipole. Okay? So this antenna has a, this kind of antenna has a very strong static magnetic field in the nearby. It is a magnetic antenna. The rod was an electric antenna, had a very strong electric field. This one has a very strong static magnetic field. Taka antena ima zelo močno bližnje magnetno polje. Danes nas ne zanima statika, danes nas zanima sevanje. A je taka antena učinkovita ali taka antena učinkovita? So today we are interested in the radiation, not in the static things. I will also talk about static, what is good for. Se bom tudi povedal, zakaj je ta statika uporabna, ampak nas zanima sevanje. No in za sevanje nas zanima, koliko je pointing vector. So for radiation we want the pointing vector. Pravi, E vektorsko, kako ne bilo kompleksno, E times E times H conjugated. Lahko da je za sevanje, si lahko stvari poenostavimo. So just if we account just for radiation, we can simplify the things. Radiation only goes out of the thing. So the unit vector is 1R. And here we have E squared divided twice z0. This 2 comes from the 1 half. So this is the approximation if you have just radiation. So to get an approximation out of this, we only look for radiation. In pogledamo, kaj zdaj iz tega pride ven. Kaj iz tega dobimo ven? Dobro, NR je smer, ne? Smer. Zdaj pa previdnost veri računati tukaj noter. Ne? Ulomek imam. Tu je treba vse kvadrirati, so this everything has to be squared. 4 pi squared is 16 pi squared. And this 2 is 32 actually. 5 squared. We have 1 z0 in the nominator, and I'm on the numerator, so we have in the numerator we have z0 squared, so it's z0 in the numerator. Tok na kvadrat I squared, so we have absolute value of current squared. Area squared, area of the squared. This thing, taking the absolute value here, cancels out, this is just the phase. Phase running. Imamo sinus na kvadrat theta, r squared. In imamo še tukaj, smo rekli, we look only at the radiation, not at this static term, but just radiation, is k to the fourth power. Če pogledamo zdaj, koliko je sevanje moči iz take zanke, da bomo dobili sevalno prosu, we are going to look at the radiated power in order to get the radiation resistance of such a loop. We already see troubles here. Troubles here is this k to the fourth power. This is very, very frequency dependent. At low frequencies, at small loops, the radiation resistance, the radiated power will be very, very small. Severna moč bo tukaj zelo majhna, že vidimo tukaj so težave, ta stvar kliče nesreča, ne tukaj četrta potenca. Ne? No in kako dobimo moč? Moč dobimo jasno, integriramo po vseh 4 pi ste radijane, we integrate over the 4 pi of the solid angle. Solid angle was the correct expression. Sorry for the, my bad English last time. Solid angle is the correct expression for omega. S times I. Tu integriramo od nič do pi. 1 to pi theta, 1 to 2 pi over 5 integral. Zdaj pa pišemo tukaj nr. Pišem vse, kar je z nič. Tok na kvadrat, površina na kvadrat, 32 pi kvadrat, ne? I'm just rewriting this, sine squared theta, r squared, times, this is, no, k to the fourth power, I forgot this one, times, so, scalar product with the unit vector 1r, element of surface is r squared on the sphere. R squared, the sphere that takes calculates all the power of our antenna. Sine theta, so try, element površine krogle, s kroglo oklenemo. We enclose with this sphere, we enclose our antenna and we sum the radiated power. So upravo oklenemo našo antenno s kroglo in se štejemo moč. Ne? The theta, the, ne? The element površine, ne, dA, ne, dA on the sphere. Pogledamo, kaj ostane tukaj, zdaj. Lahko, kar takoj vidimo, nekatere stvari se pokrajšijo. Ena r skalarno, ena r je ena, ne. R kvadrat se pokrajša, ne. Dobro, imamo zdaj nič, ne, kar mi je ostalo, i kvadrat, ne, a kvadrat, ja, integral po fiju, the integral of fi, this one gives to pi, this one is going to, this is not a function of pi, so this one is going to give to pi us. Se pravi, mi ostane 16 pi, 2 pi divided by 32 pi squared is 1 over 16 pi, in ta integral, tisti integral od nič do pi, sinus na tretjo, teta, d teta, we also already solved this integral last time, this is 4 thirds. Če tu zapišemo noter, se pravi 16, we have 16 in the denominator, 4 thirds times 16 here remains 12, we are left with 12 pi. And we have still have this k to the fourth power, wave number to the fourth power. If we equate this to the radiation resistance, so this radiated power, this is 1/2 I squared radiation resistance. We can get out the radiation resistance for our loop.
So the radiation resistance for the loop is just this thing without the half and without the I. So it's this is zero. Imamo za nič, imam površino zankice na kvadrat, valovno število na četrta potenca za 6 pi. So what is the actual load seen by our generator? Kakšno breme vidi ta naš vir tukaj? Ta naš vir tukaj vidi. Vidi zdaj eno tuljavo. Da, ne? In vidi tu sevalno upornost. RS, ne? So our generator, what does it see? The load? The load of the generator here is actually a loop and the loop has some inductivity. This is a coil. This is an inductor at these conditions. This is the
is much smaller than the wavelength if the constant, current is constant, it behaves exactly. And we also see the radiation resistance. The radiation resistance is very, very small here. The radiation resistance is very small because of this k to the fourth power, and we know that one of our conditions, k is 2 pi over lambda, and a squared is now pi a squared and squared once again. So we have in the radiation resistance, we have a term, the radiation resistance is proportional to a term that includes a over lambda to the fourth power. This one is to the fourth power, a is also to the fourth power. A bit more there. Sebalna upornost gre tukaj, je sorazmerna četrti potenciji pol mera tezanke. Se pravi, zelo verjetno bo tu nekaj zelo majhnega, če smo rekli, da je A dosti manjši. If A is much smaller than lambda, this radiation resistance is going to be very small. Na prvi pogled zdaj smo dobili še večjo stalo, kot prej. Ne? Še manj sebalna upornost smo dobili. Nikakršna antena tukaj. Ne? So at first glance it seems that we made it even worse than in the case of the vertical wire antenna. It looks that we get less radiation resistance, so it's even worse, this problem. But things are not so bad, were not so bad. Zakaj stvari niso tako slabe? Zato, ker te stvari se da zelo preprosto uglasiti z enim kondenzatorjem. Ne? So the idea here to make things practically work is to tune out this load with a capacitor. So add here a capacitor, a variable capacitor, to tune out the reactance. Dodamo tukaj noter dodamo kondenzator, ne? In ta kondenzator prvič nam bo skenslov aktivnost, in drugič nam naredi eno impedančno transformacijo. So this capacitor actually does two things. First, it cancels out the inductivity, the reactive component of the inductor. And the other thing it does, it makes an impedance transformation of this very small RS to much more convenient values. So, ta kondenzator lahko pretvori tisto našo zelo nizko sevalno upornost v eno dosti bolj uporabno vrednost. Slučajno se stvari tako pokrijejo. Ne? Kljub temu, da začeli smo slabo, ne? To je slabo. This is bad. But fortunately, the circuit, the electric circuit is such that this thing is converted to something much better. Kako zgleda takšna antena? Ja. Če gremo pogledati v zgodovino, so going back to history, how such antenna is done, say year 1930 about, radio receivers of the 1930, how did they look like? It was a box, it had many vacuum tubes glowing here, and it had a so-called frame antenna, imela ta stvar okvirna antena. So such a radio receiver had some vacuum tubes, a box, and it had a so-called frame antenna. This was a coil that had N turns na ovoju emela in je imela površino A, velikostni razred N kvadraten meter, ne? N je mogoče do 10 ovojev. Up to 10 turns. In v notranjosti je imel radio še kondenzator, nastavljiv kondenzator, s katerim se je dalo to anteno oglasiti. To je, govorim, leta 1930, ne? So, going back. For a wavelength, zdaj recimo za srednje valove, za lambda je 300 metrov. So, for medium waves, for a lambda of 300 meters, this was 1 meter square. This, everything holds here, so this antenna was much smaller than the wavelength, so this was actually used in the radio receivers in 1930, around. Kako zdaj tukaj, kako zgleda zdaj sevalna upornost za takšno anteno? So here the radiation resistance is multiplied by the number of turns. So radiation resistance here is z0, but a times n squared k to the fourth power, six pi. So the radiation resistance actually increases with the square of the number of turns. And this was a working antenna. There were many thousands of radio sets produced in this way. Ti su će radijski spremnik su leti 430 radijen na takvi čin. Kakvu takšnu stvar naredimo danas, da bi bila še manjša? Še par minut. How to make this thing today, to make it even smaller, to make it fit in a smaller radio receiver? Ideja je, da uporabimo feritno palčko, da še dodatno povečamo anteno. So we use a ferrite rod. Having a mu relative of about 100. Se pravi, mu relativni približno 100, ne? To je feritna palčka. In na to feritno palčko nabijemo mi zdaj našo tuljavo. So we put our coil, we wind up this ferrite rod in the center, ki ima N ovojev. N turns. This is the solution today. Kakšne so številke zdaj tukaj? Površina je zelo majhna. Površina je komaj en kvadraten centimeter. Ne? So the area is very small, but the radiation resistance here is z0. But we multiply the area of the rod times the number of turns times the relative magnetic permeability of the rod. And all this is squared. K to the fourth power, 6 pi. Takšna feritna antena ni pretirano učinkovita antena. Se valjni izkoristek takšne antene je manjko karena tisočinka. So this kind of ferrite antena is not very sensitive. It's not very efficient. The efficiency is less than 1,000, less than 0.1%. So, radiation resistance is radiation efficiency is much smaller than 0.001. This is not an efficient antenna. To ni učinkovita antenna. Ampak, kje je prednost feritne antenne? What is the advantage of the ferrite rod? Or this old-fashioned frame antenna, to starinsko okvirna antenna, tako da je stari kratki prijemnik. En tak koristna stvar, tako na hitro povedano, ne? Koristna stvar je, da tukaj imamo nihajni krok, ki ima dokaj veliko kvaliteto in tu je že prva stopnja selektivnosti našega spremnika. So, something this loops is actually doing is it's already part of our radio receiver. This is already a tuned circuit. It's already a filter in front of our receiver. Tu je že sito na vhodu spremnika, točno tako ga ramo. So we have a filter right in the place where we want, we can select different radio stations, different wavelengths with this tunable capacitor. This is already an advantage. So it's already part of the receiver. But there is an even more important advantage. Imamo še eno dost bel pomembno tukaj prednost pri takšni feritni anteni. In prednost pri feritni anteni je ta, ki jo nisem tukaj napisal. So the advantage of the ferrite antenna is here, that this is actually a magnetic dipole, static magnetic dipole. Se pravi, feritna antena je, praktično obnaša se kot statični magnetni dipol. Se pravi, to je magnetna antena, ki ima močno bližnje magnetno polje in šibko bližnje električno polje. Tu polje je šibko, sicer tak še ne rača, ampak še zmerno tu polje je dosti šibkejše od magneta. So, being this so-called magnetic antenna, it's not an exact term this. this kind of antenna, or a loop antenna, or a loop antenna, or a ferrite rod antenna, has a very strong magnetic field nearby, near field, very strong static magnetic field, and has little static electric field. What is the advantage this? The advantage is that our electrical appliances, like fluorescent lights, naše električne naprave, ki jih imamo doma po hiši, kakor fluorescentne lučke in to, v glavnem sevajo električno polje motor. So the advantage of the ferrite antenna is mainly to reject near field electric interference. If you have electric interference from light bulbs, like fluorescent light bulbs, this generates lots of electric interference. Electric field, not magnetic field, just electric field. Fluorescentne lučke, recimo, naredijo predvsem motnje, ki jih proizvajajo v neposredni bližini, so statično električno polje, plus nekaj sevanja. Ampak, če imamo tukaj radijski, if we keep, have our radio receiver here on the desk, and we are much closer than the wavelength. Smo dosti bliže od valovne dolžine. Nas zanima statična motnja od tega. And this static interference is electric field. This kind of antenna does not have a very strong near electric field. Ta antena nima močnega bližnjega električnega polja, zato take motne, takih motnja lahko rešijo. So, this antenna can provide a very good signal to interference ratio. This antenna is able to reject electrical interference, because it's a magnetic antenna. Taka antena, ker je tu magnetna antena, zelo dobro duši električne motnje bližnjega polja, ne sevanja. Govorimo o bližnjem polju, ne? Ena druga posledica tega je recimo per elektromagnetni združljivosti, talking about electromagnetic compatibility. At large distances, we only talk about radiation. At smaller distances, we talk about electric field separately, magnetic field separately. Se pravi, če se pogovarjamo o elektromagnetni združljivosti in če hoče se dobiti vi značko Chinese Export, tisto CE, kar je, ne? The CE marking means Chinese export. Is that clear? Also, is that also in Spain the same thing? That the CE marking means Chinese export. The CE marking on the product. You know, you see the CE marking. That's Chinese export. You have to pass some electromagnetic compatibility tests. At large distances, it's only radiation. At small distances, it's magnetic field separately, electric field separately. Na majhnih razdaljah je električno polje posebej, magnetno polje posebej, zato ker imamo magnetno anteno, imamo električno anteno, kot smo imeli zadnjič. Dobro. Naslednjo uro si pogledamo, kako narediti malo bolj učinkovit antena. So next hour we have to look at a little bit more efficient antennas. No.